Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
So we've got Sunday, we've got Monday, and then we've got an election. Well, voting is going on right now, has been going on right now, and everywhere. I got my vote, did my vote. Got my confirmation that the ballot that I dropped it off at one of the designated stations, has been received, and my vote has been counted. So I've done my part, and now I hope that you will do yours and encourage your friends and neighbors and relatives all to do the same. Yet, people still have tons of questions about early voting. Mail-in voting? I think it's probably too late for mail-in voting for your vote to count in some places, at least anyway. That's why we've invited back Matt Dietrich, who is with the Illinois State Board of Elections, to rejoin us. He was on with me the other day when I filled in for Anna DeVolantis and got some fantastic information. And Matt, welcome back. Nice to have you here with us. Hello.
Well, that's good to be here, Dean. Good morning.
So things are as a way of catching up since we spoke the other day. Things are still going well and still going gangbusters, I would imagine, right?
Right. We are up to over 3.4 million votes have already been cast in Illinois. We just ran an update at 10 a.m., in fact, and it shows that statewide we have about 673,000 vote-by-mail ballots that are still out there in the hands of voters that could come in before Election Day. We still have today and tomorrow. They'll be receiving and processing those. But that's the big number. The big number that people will be looking at on Tuesday night when those unofficial numbers come in will be the number of outstanding vote-by-mail ballots. Because remember, in Illinois, if you vote by mail, as long as your ballot is postmarked no later than November 3rd on Election Day, it can arrive through November 17th and still be counted.
Oh.
So as of today, we're looking at 673,000 mail votes that still potentially could come in. I would imagine that by Tuesday morning, we will have, I'm going to say, it's looking like maybe 400,000 or so if we have another couple hundred thousand that get processed and voted today and tomorrow, that on election night we could still be looking at maybe 400,000.
That have not come in yet.
That have not come in yet. That's out of close to 2.4 million vote-by-mail ballots that people applied for. Now, we do know that roughly 40,000 people, this was as of Friday, so this number might be a little higher, but we know that about 40,000 people who applied for vote-by-mail ballots went ahead and voted in person. They either took their ballot with them and turned it in and voted in person, or they got impatient, didn't want to wait anymore, and just decided to go in. And if that happens, if you're out there and you've applied for a vote-by-mail ballot and you haven't received it yet, go into your early voting location today or tomorrow, or on Election Day, if you still haven't received that ballot, go to your precinct polling place. The election judge will have there'll be a note on your name in the poll book, and it'll show that you had requested a vote-by-mail ballot. They'll ask if you received it. You tell them no. You will sign an affidavit saying that I didn't receive my ballot and I'm requesting to vote in person. And then you'll get a regular ballot. You can vote in person.
And just go and do it the way we've always done it. Yeah. So when will
if you're one of those people, if you do that today or tomorrow, and you vote, and then if by chance your ballot then shows up in your mailbox on election day, be sure to discard it. Do not send that ballot back in. That you will get in big trouble if you do that.
Not only will they know that you've already voted, but then it will appear as though that you're trying to commit fraud.
There
are consequences for that.
And you had just signed a document to get that vote in person ballot. You signed a document saying, I requested a mail ballot. I didn't get it. I'm hereby voting in person, and I will not, and this is my vote.
Yeah. So when will like, for example, my vote, I dropped my I requested a mail-in ballot. I filled it out, sealed it up properly, made sure that I signed off on everything I was supposed to sign off on. And instead of mailing it, because it was a week away and I was a little concerned would it get there in time. So I just took it to a designated drop-off point and dropped it off. I checked it was the day that we talked on Wednesday. I checked that evening, and it did say when I went to the Chicago Board of Election Commissioners, it said that my ballot was received and it had been counted, so mine was confirmed. So when will those kind of early votes, either by mail or by going to a polling place early, when do those votes get counted? Before the votes on Election Day? After the votes on Election Day? When do those actually go into the mix?
Well, even though we can log ballots received, that's how we know how many people have already voted early and how many people have already voted by mail. We can log the number of ballots. But what cannot be done is no totals can be generated from the votes on those ballots. So once the polls close at 7 p.m. on Tuesday, that's when the local election authorities will run all of their totals for all their early voting, and they'll run all of their totals for all of the vote-by-mail ballots that have been processed and run through tabulators and were ready to go. So that's why fairly quickly on election night, usually you'll see the early voting returns get mixed in with the in-person voting on election day.
So it'll all get counted after the polls close at 7 o'clock Chicago time.
Yep. It's not an instant process, but it's pretty quick.
All right. I wanted to spend as much time as possible answering our listeners' questions that they may have about all of this. One that's come up over and over again on our text line, and I was thinking about this because I had two deaths in my family over the past several months. For both my brother and my mother, voter registration cards came in for both of them. And I thought, this is weird. They've passed away. Both of them could have early voted. Would their votes have counted if they didn't vote early? But if they had voted early, if someone votes early and then passes away, what happens to their vote?
If you vote early and then you die after that, your vote will count. Once you vote early, that vote goes into the tabulator. There is no retrieving that ballot. There's no ballots are completely anonymous. So there is no way of retrieving a ballot once it's been processed. Likewise, if someone were to vote by mail, they drop their ballot in the secure drop box or they put it into a mailbox, and then they die that same day, a week later, 2 weeks later, more than likely their vote would count, because the way things work with vote by mail is that as soon as an election authority receives a vote by mail ballot, they have election judges who are working in the election authority office in teams of three who do intake on those ballots. They verify the signature immediately upon receipt, and then once they see that the ballot is intact and the signature matches the signature on record for the voter, again, that's fed into a tabulator, same process as in in-person early voting. And once it goes into that tabulator, there is no retrieving that vote. However, if an election authority, if a voter votes by mail and then dies later before that ballot is processed and the election authority is notified of the death, then that ballot, which would still be in its certification envelope with the all of the voters' information on it, then that ballot would not be counted if there's confirmation that the voter is deceased. Now, in practical terms, that is, it's not impossible, but it would take, first you'd have to have, that ballot would have to sit in the election authority office. They're required to acknowledge receipt within a day of getting them, but they're not required to process them immediately. So it would mean that a jurisdiction has to be waiting to process those vote-by-mail ballots for enough time that word gets back to the election authority that the voter is deceased, and therefore, under Illinois law, that voter is no longer a registered voter, so the vote-by-mail ballot can't be counted. That's the legal terms. Now, in practical terms, that's happened 40 times in this current election, 40 times mm-hmm. out of 2.4 million vote-by-mail applications, and as far as we know as of today, we've had 1.7 million votes cast by mail. So 40 out of 1.7 million you've had a case where the voter has died, the jurisdiction was notified in advance, and therefore the ballot wasn't processed and counted.
The ballot was taken out.
Did I
misunderstand what you said at the beginning of your response, though, that it would count?
An early vote in person, a person who goes early and votes in person, that vote is cast.
Oh, so
there is no removing that ballot from the tabulator.
But mail-in, it's different.
But when it's mailed in, now for all practical purposes, if someone mails the ballot in and then dies shortly thereafter, it almost certainly will have already been processed by the election authority. And unless there was a problem with the signature that required notification of the voter to cure the ballot, mm-hmm. that mail ballot would count as a vote. And like I said, it has happened 40 times statewide out of the 1.7 million ballots that have been returned so far.
1025, Matt Dietrich, Illinois State Board of Elections, on the line with us, answering your questions about the election coming up Tuesday. And Susan, you're on WGN. Hello.
Hi, Dean. First of all, I want to tell you I'm a longtime listener.
Thank you.
And my condolences go out to you and your family.
Thank you.
And my mom, she was 91. She was a longtime listener. She passed away last year.
Oh, God bless her. Thank you.
Yeah, thank
you. Very sweet of you.
Anyway, I've got a question. I got a mail-in ballot, and I mailed it October 22nd. I live in suburban Cook County in Niles. I didn't see a drop box. So I put it in the mail. I haven't received any confirmation that they received it or my ballot was counted. Is it too soon, or did they not receive it?
Almost everybody, Matt, is texting in and asking about the confirmation.
I do know that Cook County had a couple of setbacks over the summer. They had a COVID outbreak that closed their office for a couple of weeks. They had to do an upgrade of their registration system that had been planned long before the pandemic, so that put them behind a little bit. But I believe they are all caught up with everything, and I think they had a press conference to that effect last week. What I would advise, I don't know if, have you gone to the Cook County Clerk's website and used their online tracker for your ballot?
No, honestly, I don't have a computer.
Okay. I believe you should be able, you could try calling. Let me look. I'm going to see if there's I could probably come up with a phone number for you.
Hey, Matt, what is, while you're looking, let me just throw one more thing at you. What is that website that people can go and check? Because I tell you, the majority of the people on our text line are asking exactly the same question.
Oh, really?
Yeah. If you go to www.cookcountyclerk.com, and you can go to the elections section, they have a special notice on there that says, check here for questions about your mail ballot. So you can go there and get information. You can download a PDF file to answer any questions.
Okay, so there's info at cookcountyclerk.com. Then go to the elections section. Mm-hmm. And Susan, for you, do you have a phone number handy real quick, Matt? Or we can look it up and mention it.
We may want to look it up later. I don't have it right here.
Yeah, that's okay. Susan, we'll look it up and we'll mention it. I appreciate the call.
Okay, thank you so much, Dean.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. The 847 area code, Matt, is asking, is it too late to mail in a ballot? I would find it very difficult to believe that something was mailed today, that it would get where it needs to get and be processed in time for the election on Tuesday. Am I correct?
Yeah, we had discussions with the Postal Service early in the summer when all this was going on. And one of our questions that we had was, and actually we were on a call with Senators Durbin and Duckworth, and one of the senators' questions was, can the Postal Service guarantee if someone in Illinois gets their ballot postmarked on November 3rd, can the Postal Service guarantee but that ballot will reach the election authority by November 17th. The Postal Service's general counsel wouldn't say the word guarantee, but they walked right up to the edge on it. So, and what we know about mail delivery and what you know about mail delivery in your area, I would say it almost certainly would get there within 2 weeks if it's postmarked by November 3rd. And I really think that even though, as we said earlier, we're looking at potentially maybe 400,000 vote-by-mail ballots or more that could be coming in after Election Day through November 17th, but really the bulk of those will be in within 3 to 5 days of the election. Most of those ballots are sent within Illinois to election authorities within Illinois. I know that there have been problems with mail delivery and delays. We heard from people in the city about this. But I would have to think that if you are mailing your ballot today from the suburbs to Cook County Clerk's office, that it's going to get there in that required 16-day time period.
Yeah, it just seems like if you really
need to worry about that.
Yeah, if you really want to make sure, though, it's just so easy to fill out the ballot and drop it off. There are drop-off points in every neighborhood now, in every village, in every suburb. And I don't know if you can speak to Indiana or Wisconsin, but I know that Wisconsin, for example, will not accept ballots received after Election Day. So, it's
different from state to state.
Different from state to state, exactly.
Democracy calling, rock the vote. Democracy calling, rock the vote. Liberty calling.
It's a couple of days left. Tuesday is Election Day.
Lady Liberty.
Some of you will rock it old school and actually go to a polling place on Tuesday and vote. Despite coronavirus concerns, despite the anticipation of long lines, many of us have already cast our votes either by mail or early voting. Matt Dietrich is with the Illinois State Board of Elections to answer questions as best we can. Matt, during the news, we did some checking on that Cook County website that you were talking about. If people want to get information, and the website is cookcountyclerk.com/service/your-voter-information. Good luck remembering all that. Cook County Clerk.
Yeah, I'm looking at that too, Dean. I have it up on my screen now as well.
CookCountyClerk.com/service/ your-voter-information. The phone number is 312-603-7790. 312-603-7790. Yet, everyone on our text line is saying that they've been trying to call for days and are not getting any response. So I don't know what to tell you with something like that, but it's going to be very, very difficult. Are the local jurisdictions, Matt, required to give you a confirmation that your vote has been received?
They're required under the election bill that was passed this year. They're required to give voters some way to check the status of their ballot. Now, in some of the smaller counties, especially downstate, they don't have very robust websites, so you don't have these online trackers, and you can only do it by phone in those cases. So, but they all are required to give you some means of checking the status of your ballot.
Yeah, I live.
Now,
in
I did hear too. I know that last week Cook County had said that if you cannot verify the status of your ballot and you're worried about it, that you can go in and vote provisionally.
What does that mean?
That's only for...
What does that mean, vote provisionally?
Well, I think what it means is that if you go in person to your polling place, if you've tried and either the online tracker says the status can't be determined, or if you can't get through on the phone, or you have no way of tracking it, that you could go into a polling place and explain the situation. Now, if the election judge can see that your vote has already been logged, that would confirm it. And
right.
But if it can't be confirmed at that point, you'd cast a provisional ballot, which means you'd fill out your ballot, but the ballot would not be counted until after all of the vote by mail ballots have been processed and yours is confirmed to have not been among them.
Got it. Okay. All right.
Now that gets a little complicated, and no. I think that I would urge voters in suburban Cook to keep trying and to try the online tool if you possibly can.
Yeah.
If you the caller earlier who didn't have a computer, didn't have access to it. Sometimes you can get someone to help you do these things.
Right, exactly.
Maybe there's
somebody must have a computer to do all of that. And
and
I would say at this point, if you still haven't mailed in your vote, that you should just go. Until what time can people early vote? Can you do that all the way up until Tuesday?
Yeah, early voting goes tomorrow. And in a lot of jurisdictions are having evening hours tomorrow too.
Is it today also? Is early voting going on today also?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. In a lot of jurisdictions, the local election authorities were given a lot of freedom this year to establish longer hours, additional days for early voting. Usually, it's set in statute when they have to have them. That they would have to be the larger counties always have early voting on the weekend before Election Day.
Okay.
And on the weekend previous to that, they'll have some evening hours. But this year, they were allowed, if they wanted to have evening hours as long as they wanted them and to be open any weekend days throughout the early voting period.
Here's Rita on WGN. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning. I have a question regarding what documentation you need to vote in person. My daughter's not sure, or she can't find her voter's registration card. So what does she need to bring when she goes to vote?
Well, if she knows that she is a registered voter, she doesn't need to bring anything. In Illinois, the election authorities are prohibited from requiring ID, except in certain cases. So if your daughter knows that she's registered, if she's confirmed her registration status, she doesn't need any ID. If she's not registered and she's going to register either at an early voting location or on Election Day, then she would need to bring two pieces of ID, one of which shows her residence where she'd be registering to vote, and the other to confirm that she is who she says she is. Most commonly, people would use their driver's license as one, and maybe a bank statement or a utility bill that's mailed to the address, or a lease, those types of things. But if your daughter knows that she's registered and just can't find the voting card, that's not a problem. Your signature is your identification in Illinois.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think I've ever had to show ID when I went to vote. And
no.
I've always liked going to the polling place on Election Day. It's just kind of tradition. My dad used to take me into the polling place with him and, you know, behind the curtain, and you pull the lever and all that. And I just think, you know, there's something ceremonial about it to me. But this year, with all the disease and everything going on, I decided to do it the early way. We have the 708 area code, Matt, asking, is it possible for someone to register to vote today or tomorrow or on voting day? Is it too late?
It absolutely is. Yeah, just like I just said, you can go to your early voting location, do it there. All of Cook, Chicago, the collar counties, you'll be able to do it at your precinct polling place. Some of the smaller counties will have election day registration only at the office of the election authority. But certainly everyone in the WGN, in the greater Chicagoland area, could go to their precinct on election day. Be sure you take two pieces of ID.
Okay.
They don't have to be picture ID, although most people do tend to use their driver's license. What the registration requires is proof of your residence and proof of your identity.
Got it.
Most of the time, your two pieces of ID will cover both of those things, but not necessarily.
Here is the website. Once again, a lot of people are asking one more time for the website for Cook County to check. It's cookcountyclerk.com/service/your-voter-information. We'll post all of that because I'm sure people still didn't get it. But if you go to the Cook County Clerk site,
you can
also
do a Google search.
Do a Google search.
Yeah, you can also do a Google search for Cook County ballot tracker.
There you go. Okay,
Cook
very
County
good.
Ballot tracker, or whatever county you're in, and it'll take you to. I noticed that in some of the collar counties, they're using there's a service called Ballot Tracks, I think, and if you do like a Lake County ballot tracker, it'll take you right to it for your Google search.
Matt, good luck on Tuesday. I hope things go flawlessly like they always do here in the state of Illinois. I mean that somewhat sarcastically, but I really do hope they go flawlessly. Thank you for all the great information that you've provided to us ahead of time. We really appreciate it.
Good to be here, Dean. Everybody should get out and vote.
Absolutely. Matt Dietrich, Illinois State Board of Elections.